Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So I've been bugging Josh for weeks and weeks to get out and go see this Project Hail Mary. I was like, man, you got to go see this movie. How was it last night?
It was unbelievable. Like, it lived up to all the hype. All I was seeing was Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 96% or whatever, and all these reviews were coming out before it came out. And then it's so funny to hear my buddy went and saw it 3 times over the weekend.
Well, that's insane.
I know, but he kept texting me. He's like, you got to go see it. You got to go see it. I was like, I have tickets. I'm going to go see it with my girlfriend. And so the day finally came yesterday, and we went out and saw it. It was surreal. I mean, so we saw it in like the IMAX, Dolby, surround, digital, whatever they do. And it was like, there were moments in the movie where I found myself sitting in the theater looking at this planet, like almost tearing up at parts of the movie. It was so beautiful. The story between an astronaut and a little rock that he finds was so cute and like almost intimate. It was unbelievable to watch how they did this and how it actually came to be and everything. So I went with my girlfriend. We both watched it, and we both left the movie theater essentially like jaw dropped. Like, what did we just watch for 2.5 hours? It was so good. I would highly recommend it. I almost want to go see it again, like in theaters, because there's a difference between watching something on that massive IMAX screen and just sitting at home. You know, there is something that is lost there for these really good movies. There's some movies where I'm like, yeah, whatever. Wait, you know, a month and a half until it hits Netflix or whatever. But there is a difference where there are massive like planetary scenes. And I don't want to give too much away because it's still such a new movie. But there was one scene where Ryan Gosling is like doing a little spacewalk and something happens that I don't want to give away. But like brilliantly bright colors of like the rainbow and all these things are flying through space. And it almost looks like I'm looking through like a kaleidoscope on a massive IMAX screen. And I'm sitting there like almost teary-eyed. Like, aww, it was so beautiful to see. And the story was so good. There was not a minute of a 2.5 hour movie where I was like, please, like, this is a good time to go use the restroom, fill up my drink, whatever. Like, we were sat. We were sat watching that movie. 2 thumbs up, 5 gold stars. It was really good. And I hope you guys get a chance to see it in theaters. Like, Jer, there's nothing bad. You can take both your kids there. I don't even think there's a curse word said.
Really?
Like, you can take, yeah, no, you can take your kids. Like, it was.
Well, then I'm out. My kids love to go.
It was unbelievable, though. I really liked it, and the story was really good.
Yeah,
I really
and
liked
there's
it.
A lot, like, they say Project Hail Mary is one of the best movies made this century. Like,
really? That good?
Yeah, huh? The reviews about it are like, this is one of the best movies that we'll get to see in a long time.
You guys know it's a book, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's all based off a book, Andy Weir. And the book is achieved monumental status on like the bestseller charts and things like that.
Yeah,
for weeks and weeks and weeks. He's the same guy who wrote The Martian with Matt Damon,
which is
another great movie. This guy's into space.
Yeah.
So the book is so damn good that I'm not surprised that it translated into a really good movie.
So, and that's funny. Before
with
this movie,
beautiful colors and having people cry.
Before this movie was starting to be like commercialized, I did not know that it was a book before. So now I've never really done where I, you know, see a movie and then want to go read the book, but I want to now.
Yeah.
Like, I have not read the book.
Can
so
read.
I'm learning.
It's a good book to learn.
Once
on.
I get past picture books, that's
one.
The first one I'm reading.
Yes. Well, and you know, like even Ryan Gosling, he surprised moviegoers, I think, at a theater in New York City, but he came out and he made a powerful statement where he was like, you know, it's not your job as the audience to save movie theaters. Like, it's not your job to buy tickets to movies that are not worth seeing. Like, they would rather wait until they go out on the streaming platforms. He's like, it is our job as entertainers to make movies that are worth you come seeing, you spending that money, because we all know how expensive it is to go see a movie now, especially for a family of four. And I just really appreciated that from him. Like, you're right. We should.
He's spot
have,
on. Yeah,
you know,
quit putting
like,
crap out.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, make us want to come back to the theaters, because I'll tell you what, I haven't been to the theater in a minute, but nothing's made me want to go. And hearing people's reaction from
so
this
good.
Movie, that little relationship with the alien
space, so
I want to go see that like badly now.
Yeah.
So, good
well,
job.
Go.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
and it
showed
you only have to buy one ticket.
I'm going to.
So, what did the tickets cost you for an IMAX screening of this?
It was not cheap. They were almost $42 each. But I also chose IMAX, Dolby Cinema, surround sound. Like, you can go to normal, and it's like $11
each. Exactly.
Like, I mean, you can. I wanted this experience. So
yeah. Netflix. I'll wait for Netflix.
Oh, come on.
Josh, you are a huge movie
That's
goer.
A good date night, though. Yeah. That's
it
a good
great.
Or date
yeah.
day, I guess.
Yeah.
That's, you, yeah, it's a, for a couple.
For
in
a
love,
couple.
In smitten in love.
For
yeah,
someone
fun.
Who also loves going to the movies, you
I do.
Are in that crew. You know,
yeah.
you are a
do
movie
you have snacks?
Goer.
We did. Oh, man, I don't know if I should say this.
Why?
We are like... Jennifer, God love her. She is so good at packing her own snacks.
Oh, we all.
Okay, so I, yeah, yeah.
Seen, have you
so,
seen that viral thing where it was on Instagram and a group of friends went to a movie theater and they tried to sneak in the most ridiculous things to
no.
eat? And like somebody pulled out an entire like Costco salad.
No.
Somebody
no
had a
way.
Rotisserie chicken. Like
that's
yeah.
pretty good.
Did she, could she beat a rotisserie chicken?
I don't know. I,
what did she bring?
Essentially the whole Costco snack aisle. I mean, her purse was like Mary Poppins bag. She
yeah.
kept coming out with stuff. I was like, what is this? She's like, oh, these are really good snacks. You'll love these.
Like, Cheez-Its?
Dude, it was the family size.
All right. No wonder you're with her.
I know, right?
All right.